Welcome to Shan's Healthcast, Episode 3, October 2006, brought to you by Shan's Healthcare. In this healthcast, physical therapist Leslie Lear presents the importance of physical flexibility and stretching to an audience at the UF Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute in Gainesville, Florida. Although the presentation was prepared as part of a series for marathon runners, the information is helpful to anyone. Handouts for the presentation are available through the Rehabilitation Services section of shans.org. For more information about the UF Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, or to schedule an appointment, call 352-273-7004 or visit shans.org.
Flexibility is an adequate amount of range of motion around a joint or a series of joints. Obviously, they have excessive. That skater needs that, but that also sets you up for instability. So the goal is not to get as flexible as possible. It's to create an adequate amount of flexibility. And there's two different types of flexibility that we can talk about. Static flexibility is the ability to get that joint or to get that body part in the extended position, okay? Dynamic flexibility is more than just being able to get into that position, but to actively move through that available range of motion. So that's dynamic, where static is just getting it there and keeping it there. And obviously dynamic is a little more challenging because it requires not only the range of motion, but also the strength. So if you don't have the strength to move through good range of motion, that could affect your flexibility. For runners, is running a static activity? No, it's dynamic, we're moving. And so the key for running is good dynamic flexibility. So why do we care about it? Is that good flexibility is going to keep our bodies limber. It's going to help decrease joint stiffness for running. We really need to be able to have good flexibility to extend our legs. If you're tight, you're not going to be able to have as good of a running stride. It's not going to be an efficient running stride. And obviously the goal with having good flexibility is to minimize our risk to beginning to for injury. All right, so we know why we want good flexibility, but probably all of us sitting in here have different amounts and different degrees of flexibility, and there's certain reasons for that. And number one is our body temperature. And you probably all know this, that if you're sitting all day at your desk and you have a desk job and then you go try to run or you go try to stretch and you've just been rather sedentary, you probably aren't going to be as flexible as if you've just ridden your, Jeff just rode his bike over here to come to the talk. So he's probably a little more warmed up than the rest of us who maybe sat in the car for 20 minutes to drive over here. So body temperature affects the tissue elasticity. So flexibility is really a key thing, is to make sure you have adequately warm up, and that's what we're going to talk about with flexibility, is warming up before we run so that we have increased body temperature will help with flexibility. Time of day. Most studies show that the time of day when we're most flexible is about midday, which is for some of us, running in the morning doesn't always feel very good. We feel a little more tight. We feel a little more stiff. We're running after work, after you've sat all day. End of the day, we start to tighten up. But midday for most people is when they're most flexible. For those of us in the room that probably all of us know, even now, regardless of your age, are not as flexible as when we were a little kid. We probably could do the splits or we could bend down and touch our toes, and now it just gets a little bit harder with age. Gender is another factor. Males are not as flexible as females. There is a gender component of that. So there's a couple issues, things in here that you see that we really don't have control of. We can't help as we get older, we're gonna lose flexibility. Obviously, if you're a male, you kind of got one strike against you to begin with. Activity level. In general, sedentary people are not going to be as flexible as people who are active. So how do we improve flexibility? Well, you look at the things that we just talked about that is, say, what affects flexibility and the things that we can't control. We can't help that we're getting older. We can't help our gender. If we've got an injury, we can help heal that injury. But really, obviously, what we want to do is stretch. And so that's what we're going to talk about. So benefits of stretching. We're going to talk about pre-running stretching and then post-running stretching. And if you read a lot of fitness articles or health articles, most of the studies now are very interesting that show stretching before a workout or an activity doesn't necessarily prevent you from getting injured. There's questions about whether or not that's going to improve your performance. If you're in a power sport, doing a lot of prolonged stretching before an activity has actually been shown to decrease power output. So for a football player, if you get them all stretched and loose and Gumby-like, they may not be able to generate power. For runners, we're doing a long endurance event, and so stretching and getting the muscles to relax and lengthen is important. So doing some flexibility activities before we do a long run is going to be beneficial. And not only for your body, but it's also preparing your mind. And you probably know that for everyone who's gone out to do a long run. If you go to do that long run and you're just not into it mentally, that run's a lot harder. So doing a pre-workout routine helps to start preparing your mind for the activity as well as your body. It's going to help lengthen and relax your muscles, and obviously it's going to help warm up the body. If you do some dynamic stretching, and dynamic stretching means we're moving while we do the stretching, not just leaning forward and holding that position, it's going to help with that warm up, increase your body temperature, increase your heart rate, make the tissues more extensible. After we run, if you've ever just kind of got done with a run and then sat down or gotten in the car and driven back home, you get out of the car and you almost can feel things starting to tighten up. So doing that cool down helps again to kind of reverse what we've done, get the heart rate back down, help loosen and relax the muscles because they get tight, especially on your long running days. Does it help minimize lactic acid accumulation? That's one of the things that lactic acid, when you do these long runs, and that's what makes your muscle sore and you're causing muscle damage while you're doing a long run. Is it going to minimize that accumulation? The different articles are going to say yes or no. If you do a really, really long run and there's a lot of hills in it, chances are you going to have delayed onset muscle soreness? Are you going to get sore? You're going to get sore. We all know that going into this. None of us thinks we're going to run a marathon and never hurt. So, but it is going to make you feel, the cool down stretches is just going to help make you feel better, help lengthen things. And particularly if you do get injured, stretching becomes a lot more important. So what's the best way to warm up? Throw it out there for me, guys. How do you get ready to go do a long run? What do you do to warm up?
Burgers and beer.
What did you say, caffeine? Oh, gosh. All right. After you eat the burgers and beer, and then you think, oh, man, I need a Mountain Dew before I run. And then what do people always say to do before you do exercise? I just said it. Warm up. So what is your typical things that runners do to warm up? We might just jog easy. You may go on a walk. You may get, if you're running on a treadmill at the gym, you may hop on a stationary bike. These are some real, just typical, generic, and then you stop and you do the calf stretches and you do the hamstring stretches and then you go on your run, right? Is there anything wrong with that? It's the way everyone's done it. That's the way everyone teaches us to do it. And if you want to do stretches that way and your warm up that way, that's perfectly fine. Because is jogging before you go for maybe your speed workout or a long run, is that functional? Is that preparing the muscles that you're going to be using? It is, because you're going to run, so you're just starting slower. So there's nothing wrong with that at all. But what I want to kind of challenge you guys to think about today is that if I want to warm up and get my body ready and get my mind ready for the run, and I know I've got maybe tight hip flexors. Maybe I'm one of those people that runs like this, and so my hip flexors are tighter. Maybe I know that I don't have really good hamstrings, or halfway through my long run, I feel like my heels start to hurt because my calves are just a little bit tighter, or that sort of thing, is that you can use that warm-up time as a time to work on dynamic flexibility. And so maybe instead of just walking a couple laps around the track or taking a nice easy jog, you can do a little more dynamic, a little more functional things. Like maybe if you know that your butt or your back starts to tighten up when you run, maybe as part of your warm-up walk, you can just do some leg lifts and add a little stretch, and I'm getting a little stretch in my butt. And when we do the practical time, you guys can kind of try that. And obviously I have a small room to walk, but if you just kind of get going and just start walking and do some of these and do some butt kicks. So now what I'm doing, instead of just standing and stretching my quad, I'm actually getting my hamstrings firing, and I'm getting a little quad stretch, getting my heart rate up as I'm doing this, and I talk to you guys, I'm going to start getting short of breath.
Thank you for listening to Shan's HealthCast. Shan's Healthcare will continue to provide healthcasts covering a wide variety of general health issues. If you would like to subscribe to Shan's HealthCast or would like more information on this or other topics, please visit shans.org/healthcast. Shan's HealthCare is a private, not-for-profit healthcare system affiliated with the University of Florida. Shands includes 9 hospitals, a network of more than 80 primary and specialty clinical practices, and a medical staff of more than 1,500 UF faculty and community physicians. UF and Shands, the science of hope.